out. Hello.
This is
live from studio headquarters in New York City. It's the Dirk Lee Challenge Show.
Hello, my name is Red Hood. I'm coming to you live from HMP Norwich, and I'm one of the seven that is part and parcel of the Sticker Challenge Show. Even though I'm in here and they're out there, they've only given me 15 minutes, so I'm trying to be brief. There's a lot of things we do support fully. Free speech and the right to have an opinion is one of them. The right to give a shite about the world is another. But there are a lot of things we don't support. The gang have given me a list to come out with. Keep in mind, if you know Martin Luther, you'll know what we're talking about. One, any money-grubbing organisations who want to take advantage of PWDs, we're on to you. Two, any people who oppose free speech. Three, Martin Scorsese, Harvey Weinstein, Bill Cosby, our commander-in-chief, his mistress, but brief. We do support their lawyer, though. Ableism. NTs. That means neurotypicals that don't support diversity. By chance, if you're listening to the show, congratulations! You have joined our community. If there's one bit of advice that we will give you, it's don't be a dick. Also, the show is unfiltered, unbiased, and isn't suitable for younger listeners. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, and welcome to this episode of AMC Press and Curse with the Derek Lee Challenge Show. If you like what you're listening to and don't want to miss an episode, click subscribe on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts, and follow us on Twitter at AMC Press News and at TSCS Pod for more updates on the show. For all other links, go to our website at www.amcpressandco.com.
Hello there, everyone. It's me, Pinkwood, along with Johnny tonight. We have a hell of a good show. We take on some PETA and their flock on a children's and family movie that has been a well-standing franchise, as well as giving Apple Mad props for actually bringing inclusion to the mix. But before we get on to the Apple
right.
Before we go any further on Apple, PETA decides to take on Pixar and Disney for Toy Story 4, all because they don't like Little Bo Peep. Do they? They're also the amazing organization that decided to go after, well, Pokemon that are completely and utterly not real. So going after Little Bo Peep, which is an animated movie, a character in a movie, all because they changed Little Bo Peep up from the movie.
It's crazy.
And the fact that PETA wants to make a big deal out of nothing is kind of sad. It's great that it's lovely and great that there's a lot of people could be social justice warriors. Why don't they take on causes that actually would care about or
aren't about?
Yeah. So going after movies and movie franchises, going after different things, does that even work in their favor? I don't think so. I think it actually makes them less credible. their credibility goes, well, out the window, which the way that it keeps going, they're going to end up causing more harm than good and really take away from the moviegoers' experience as a whole. And you played Pokemon, which they've had the less than enthusiastic pleasure of going after. How does
I don't just play it. I'm like, it's like my thing.
Yeah.
It's not even real.
Right.
Let me have my fun, why don't you?
And the fact that they're going after movie franchises, yes, advocacy is great. It's one thing to be advocates. It's one thing to go after causes that are near and dear to you. It's another to, go after movie franchises that have done absolutely nothing wrong. So when you decide to pick out movies to attack, all because you don't like the way a character is dressed up as, maybe if there's a great need to go after that, maybe those who are involved with PETA should create their own movies for children and families that don't spread their own agenda. These families want to go to the movie, so taking away a moviegoer's experience is not going to help the organization as a whole. All because they're upset with how...
If you disagree with one little thing.
With a character and the way she dresses. And the way her appearance is. Isn't there more to one's... than more to the appearances of characters or people. This could go into, isn't the then if they don't want to go, they could also not go to the movies and not go and do the movie, all because it's a children's movie that is going to be coming out in June. So they could be upset with the way Louisville Peep looks, which is an animated character.
If you don't like it, hey, I got a suggestion. Just don't go.
Right. Or... there's always room to support other things.
Right.
Go and do something different. No one's forcing you to go to the movies. If you want to go to the movies badly, go. Just realize what you're actually going into seeing. And not thinking that it's going to fit the organization. Well, agenda, or and the need to meet that organization's qualifications, all because it's an animated movie, which Disney's and Pixar are entitled to have and do the way that they want it to do. Isn't there a lot more that meets the eye than really making it more difficult than it is? I think it's really sad that you could, they could attempt to ruin movies for the whole family. It's a big deal. And when someone could attempt to ruin the family, ruin a family's movie, even before it comes out, there's a problem. And how is that fair to those who are wanting to see a movie?
I mean, you know it's going to be big, so.
Yeah. It's going to be big anyways. So why make it such a... A larger issue when it really isn't, because there's so much more that people could think about without doing what they're doing. They could be willing enough to step up and say, well, maybe there's a reason why people don't like that organization. Well, maybe there's a reason why people just don't want to hear about this organization because of them stirring a pot with things that don't really need to be stirred.
It's like telling people of Baltimore, Maryland, stop eating crabs because they ain't going to stop eating crab cakes.
And isn't it up to the individuals to choose? I would think it's everyone has the ability to make their own decisions.
Right.
So someone trying to take choice away, I think becomes a problem. Because the more you take choice away, the more and more problems I have. Which is really unfortunate and sad, because no one should be told what they should or shouldn't be doing. It's almost like it's the point where you have to think, why are you even saying this? Are you trying to cause problems versus actually listening to the other side? And people know that this franchise has been around for a very long time. It's not like it hasn't been around. So why think, oh, they're going to just change a character? Well, oh, you don't like the way the character looks. No one's forcing you to go and see the movie. You don't have to pay the money to go and see it.
They're going to make their money anyway.
Yeah. I don't think they're going to hurt for just doing, for actually just being doing. They're being able to make money no matter what. And no matter who goes. So why not just be understanding about it as a whole? Because why should you limit a group? Why limit people from actually doing something?
Based on your opinion.
Right. And everyone has opinions, so actually no one else is any better than anyone else. It's very, it's unfortunate. And it's true. the more and more opinions that are out there, the more and more people can choose whether or not they want to do something or not. Not do the one, what's better, what isn't better. It's, oh, one thing's better than another. Well, it makes it quite difficult when there's a lot, when there's so many more problems that could actually be where people don't have to be forced this information. Everyone has the right to make their own decisions without feeling like it's being forced upon them. Someone doesn't want to go and see the movie, they don't have to see the movie.
Like, so be it.
If someone doesn't want to have to, someone may not like one movie, that, or may not like a trailer for a movie, they don't have to see it. And it's okay. So why force, why make an issue with a company that is long-standing? All because of opinions that others have that counter the group that is actually making the movies in and of itself. Isn't it very silly to push to actually push those to do something that you might like? Because there's a lot of things that people may not necessarily want to follow someone's desires right away either. It actually is up to the person as well. And if someone wants to finish and do what they want to do, then isn't there a lot more that can be done without causing undue issues on people? Onto people when a lot of people could make up their minds and do. There's nothing wrong with that. On a more positive note, Apple is stepping up, which is amazing, with how they actually are taking care of making apps that will actually be that has a lot that could be really that has that can be very beneficial for those who really want to be included as it relates to have that ability to actually feel included. That's a pretty big deal.
You finally have a inclusion emoji.
Yeah. And I think there should be more companies willing to step up. And that's what's key. They're being proactive. As proactive about inclusion. I really hope more companies really make it start stepping up as well, because there's a lot of companies that could actually learn from Apple.
So glad it's finally in the Unicode.
Yeah.
That way other companies can pick that up as well.
Yeah. This is a first. And this really shows the progress that is made. And to have Apple, an organization that is used by so many people, actually stepping up, that's a big deal.
Yeah,
and how they
create...
Go ahead, Johnny.
I think it's amazing how they... They're like putting it all on the phones now.
And this could be the way for more companies to add them to Android, Samsung devices.
Yeah. Even like Facebook.
Yeah.
And we start off and the next time we'll get more and more and more.
Yeah. And this could lead to so many more positive outcomes for people to feel more included and more accepted.
Like, finally.
And the more that momentum picks up, I would like to... I think it would be great to see more and more companies stepping up to actually bring inclusion on all aspects into the forefront, especially with tech companies.
Because there's like a whole untapped world out here. Make you feel important.
And it could bring more accessibility and tapping into a tapping into this industry that hasn't been tapped.
I tapped or even ignored.
It's been untapped. And it has so much potential. And it's sad it's discouraging when you could look around and see emojis of this group, that group, movies. But what about those who just want to feel accepted?
Like, what about us?
Yeah. And the lack of industry breakthroughs, it could really make or break those who want to feel included. And also, if you create something good, there are people that could be willing to give the product a chance. And if there's more room for accessibility, there's a lot of room for people to actually develop more, be more creative, and actually develop more develop just more tools, more programs, more software. Even bring gaming into the forefront with being more creative with ways that everyone could have the ability to enjoy the things that hurt, to enjoy what's actually been out there. Just hasn't had the...
Yeah, I'm sure the fathers, people who are disabled, differently able to, they want a game, they want to kick some butt.
Yeah, so giving more room, this gives hope. And on this... And this gives hope that more industries will catch on.
Which I think eventually they will.
Yeah. And there's always room for more improvement. And on that note, we'll be back on the 20th. And definitely tune in on Wednesday for an encore. And have a good rest of the week, too. On that note, bye.
Bye, everybody.